Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. In 2003, New Mexico became one of the first states to adopt a law that allowed undocumented immigrants to get their driver's licenses. But now, that's the target of a repeal effort led by Republican Governor Susana Martinez. Tom Trowbridge of KSFR reports from Santa Fe.
On a late winter afternoon, Victoria climbs into her old Hyundai to pick up her son from Santa Fe High School. Victoria's asked us to use just her first name. She immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico in the 1990s. She's undocumented, but she applied for a New Mexico driver's license as soon as the state passed a law allowing her to. The law sought to have all New Mexico drivers registered and insured. That was back in 2003.
In mi vida antes de mi licencia era primero andar en
Before that, life was really hard, she says. I had to take the bus, which made it difficult because most of my jobs were outside the city. Plus, I had to walk through the snow with my son.
Y ir caminando en plena nieve en tiempo de invierno.
Now, Victoria's legal right to drive is threatened. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, a Republican who was reelected in a landslide last November, wants to repeal the immigrant license law. Here she is in this year's State of the State speech.
Let's do what the people we represent have demanded. It is time to repeal the dangerous law that gives driver's licenses to illegal immigrants who come here from around the world.
Polls show about 70% of New Mexicans oppose the license law, but attempts to repeal it went nowhere until this year when Republicans won control of the State House of Representatives. They passed the repeal on a party line vote.
So some will lose their driving privileges immediately, and some will have up to, you know, a couple of years depending on when their current driver's license expires.
Demisia Padilla is New Mexico's Secretary of Taxation and Revenue. Her agency oversees the state's motor vehicle division. Padilla estimates some 90,000 people stand to lose their licenses, more than the population of Santa Fe. But she denies the repeal effort is anti-immigrant.
Immigration is really an issue for Congress to take up. I think they've done a poor job of not addressing the issue, but my job is not immigration.
But supporters of the license law say it does hurt immigrants.
Estamos en la lucha. Susana, escucha. Estamos en la lucha. Susana, escucha. Estamos en la lucha.
Last month, about 1,000 people marched to the state capitol to protest the repeal effort. Children carried New Mexico flags and wore bright yellow T-shirts that said, "My mother is an immigrant. Keep our parents licensed."
What's your name?
My name is Maria Benavente. I'm 17 years old. I'm a junior and I attend Monte del Sol Charter School, and I'm here to support all of those immigrant families that need their licenses to work and to take their kids to school.
And tell me what your sign says.
My sign says, Mis padres son gente honesta, which means my parents are honest people.
The impact of the law's repeal on children has Democratic lawmakers concerned. One is Albuquerque Representative Javier Martinez, whose parents emigrated from Mexico.
If we repeal this law, we are telling 90,000 New Mexican U.S.-born kids that we no longer value the input of at least one of their parents.
Heading to Santa Fe High School, Victoria says having a driver's license means more than just getting around. It helps keep her family healthy by allowing them to get to doctor's appointments, and it keeps her son going to his violin lessons. She's pushing back against the repeal with one of the few tools she has.
Principalmente es cuando voy a reuniones con el grupo en el que me reúno.
I use my driver's license to go to the Capitol, she says, or to speak to legislators to fight to protect driver's licenses. And I'll take people who can't drive to protests.
Algunas veces, gente que no puede manejar, yo los llevo, los recojo y los llevo a la protesta. Terminando la protesta, yo los regreso a la casa.
The New Mexico Senate, which is controlled by Democrats, is unlikely to pass the repeal this session. But with popular opinion against these licenses, the future is anyone's guess. For Latino USA, I'm Tom Trowbridge in Santa Fe.